Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome into the Diener Show live from Jim Patterson Stadium. They're going to get kicked off today against NC State, the Wolfpack, at 6 o'clock tonight here from Jim Patterson Stadium. And, you know, like the baseball team out here, Jeff Lightsey with me, the baseball team, they need to win this series, yeah. Man. And, yes. You know, it's one of those deals where they had an opportunity against Florida State. They had an opportunity against Wake Forest. I think it's like seven series in a row in the ACC that Louisville had, and they went like years without losing a series in the ACC. Yeah. So it's time to get back on track. It was unfortunate they didn't get to play Kentucky this week. Both of those games got washed out. But we're here, and we're in the shadows of two great facilities, too. I mean, Jim Patterson Stadium is an amazing facility.
Absolutely.
But Cardinal Stadium here, Churchill Downs, we all know what's happening in about a month over here.
Oh, my goodness,
we're in the spot. We are in the spot, and yeah. I'm happy to be here with Jeff Lightsey Jr. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, man. It's been fun. It's the first show we've done together, so it's going to be pretty awesome, and it's a lot to talk about. Final Four, like you said, baseball, month away from Derby 150. It's a lot going on.
A lot here, going buddy. On, and the Final Four happens tomorrow night.
Yes.
I'm ready for the DJ Burns, Zach Edey show.
Oh, my goodness, man.
I don't know what to expect. I really don't.
DJ's kind of letting us know. He's like, man, he hasn't played against an offensive guy like me. Like, that's what he said. He's like, he hasn't played against an offensive guy. I'm going to make him work on defense. So that's going to be interesting. And then, obviously, the Alabama-UConn matchup, UConn, all their flight delays and Dan Hurley and everything. So, I mean, it's going to be a great one.
I love it because UConn-Alabama is a great matchup.
Yes.
You know, just from a pure, offensive-defensive style of play, that's a really cool matchup that we're going to get in the Final Four. But I'm just so all in on Zach Edey, DJ Burns, because I don't think Zach Edey can guard DJ Burns. Like, you can put him on them. But I don't think you can have DJ Burns guard Zach Edey.
No,
so you're going to have to offensive, defensive shift. You got to keep DJ Burns out of foul trouble. All Zach Edey does is put teams into foul trouble. Mm-hmm. It's going to be wild to watch, man. I cannot wait. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on around college athletics, obviously. And Diener decided to take the day off to enjoy, Panama City. He's not technically. He's in between Destin and Panama City.
Okay.
I don't know why he calls it Panama City. I just feel like I'm a 30A.
Yeah.
30A. Everybody knows what 30A is, right?
Yeah, he's not as fancy enough to go to Hawaii like you, Mark. He's
trust me, Diener's plenty fancy. Finest meats and cheeses. I've never been on a private jet, Diener. I've never been on a private jet. I've never been, but anyway, I did get the President of the Suite in Hawaii. It was awesome.
It's not bad. It's
awesome.
Not bad.
It was unbelievable. Like, I was telling him yesterday, it's like the toilet seats were heated.
Okay. Yeah. That's.
I was like, I sat down to pee every time. I was like, I got to do this. Like, I'm not wasting a moment. I'm not wasting a moment.
Had to get the full experience every single day.
No, and like, it underrated, but like, the towels. You go to a hotel, you're always asking for towels, and you're always kind of managing the towel situation. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to do that. It's like a million tiles in that place. I was like, they had three bathrooms. It was unbelievable. Wow. Three balconies, three bathrooms. It was unbelievable.
This is the life of the finest meats and cheeses, Mr. Mark Blankenbaker.
It was like they knew my reputation from the radio that Dieter had cultivated for me. And they were like, we got to take care of this guy. You know, we got to take good care of this guy.
I mean, he's the one that said they're running out of Dom. Well, Dom Barrier. Yeah, I heard that. I remember, Mark. I heard that.
Yeah, there was a Dom shortage. I don't even know if there's a Dom shortage. Now, we were looking for it for somebody's wedding is what it was. It was going to be a wedding gift, and I was struggling to find it. It wasn't, like, marked up to, like, $1 million or some rare bottle. Like, I could find the rarity bottles that are, like, $300-$500. I wanted just a regular bottle of Dom.
And just couldn't find it anywhere.
I just couldn't find it, no. Oh, so, but, you know, it all worked out.
Yeah,
it all worked out. So there's a number of things going on. You know, obviously, 2 days ago, we got Terrence Edwards Jr.,
yes,
which I want to talk about with you because I think he's a really interesting, good player,
yeah,
you know, in there. And then Haley Van Lith is in the portal.
Oh, my goodness.
Eric Musselman's taking the USC job.
Yes.
Sounds like there's interesting names available for Arkansas.
Yes.
And, you know, and so, you know, where do you want to start? You know, so, you know, you're coming in here. Oh, the ACC and Florida State battle rages on. There's a lot of things where we could go. Where does Jeff Lightsey Jr. want to start?
I got to get your thoughts on Haley Van Lith, man. We got to start with Haley, man. Haley, after getting cooked for 40 by Caitlin Clark, 9 threes, and she said, all right, I can't show my face in Baton Rouge anymore. I got to head out.
Can she show her face after that? I mean, she was on a skillet, man. You know, I'm doing Wagner's after the show. I'm going to Wagner's meeting David Blake from Chick-fil-A over there at Wagner's. And she's on that skillet. You know, she's on that hot skillet with like hash browns and eggs
just
and all that stuff.
Cooked.
Yeah, just getting absolutely cooked. And I guess it's probably LSU's fault. You know, it was Jeff Walz's fault. It was now it's Kim Mulkey's fault. You know, it's LSU's fault.
So for the people that don't what because she kind of bashed this place, meaning Louisville, on the way out the door. What was her whole thing again? Like, I don't even remember exactly. I just remember her saying like
she never really said right away. Yeah. It was kind of a slow drip of better program, do this. You know, had to get around better teammates, and you know, she just kind of threw her coaches under the bus, threw the program under the bus, and then and really to me, like initially. It's like, you know that Jeff Walz and Kim Mulkey hate one another.
Absolutely.
Like, you know that they hate one another. And
because who likes Kim Mulkey? Who likes Kim Mulkey?
Right. But especially Walz. Because, like, a lot of people in women's college basketball hold their tongue.
Yeah.
Jeff Walz doesn't do
Not
that.
Not at all.
And so, you know, so you kind of outwardly know that. So like, you might have Dawn Staley may not like Kim Mulkey, right? But – she's not going to, like, outwardly express
it. No, not at all.
You know? But Jeff Walz is like, yeah, man, screw her. She's tearing her clothes off. She's not getting technicals. I said one thing, I got teed up. You know,
yeah.
But no, Haley went, her minutes went down. She went from 37 minutes a game at Louisville to 31, went from 19 points a game, almost 20, to 11 and a half. She was, at Louisville, she was, you know, she was honorable mention All-American and was mad about that.
Yeah.
And at LSU, she wasn't even all league, not even third team. Not to mention not first team, second team, not third team.
She's the fifth option on our own team.
Right.
She's the fifth option.
Yeah. So, you know, and then there was like this thing, oh, Haley Van Lith is not among the list of people declaring for the draft. And I'm like, what? What draft is there? Why would you think she'd get drafted after the year that she had?
And after that game.
And after, know, that,
after
game.
That game. Even if you hadn't seen her play ever.
Right.
You watch that one game, it's like, oh, yeah. Like, she, what? The draft? What are you talking about?
She opted to not go to the draft. Like, what option did she have? Like, the draft wasn't an option for
not
her.
Not at all.
Like, Jim wore a playoff.
Yeah.
You know, draft. You know, you may want to make your voice crack in the middle of that. But, no, so, like, now the only thing that Haley can do, the only, like, real option, if she wants to continue to be, like, the jilted lover that just on the – I just want to tick off Jeff Walz even more, is to go play for Kenny Brooks over in Kentucky. That's what she should do. Now, what she ought to do, she probably ought to take her whipping, go back home
Washington
to Gonzaga,
yeah,
you know, or, you know, play it. Or, and I don't know if you ever saw her workout videos when she was, like, coming up.
Yeah.
She always had, like, a Gonzaga Bulldog. Like in the gym and stuff like that.
And
I thought she was going to go from Louisville to Gonzaga. And that was going to be fine with me.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, like you go to Gonzaga or even like Iowa or maybe join South Carolina. Like, I would have been fine with all that. It's the fact that she went to Kim Mulkey and LSU, the big, like, rival. It was just a slap in the face to Jeff Walls and the program. That's all. And so, you know, so you go down there, you burn up all your goodwill, and then you get cooked like that on national television. One of the most watched college women's college basketball
the
games
most.
Ever.
No, yeah, the most. Is it 12.3 million?
12.3.
Yeah, it was more. It's higher than the NBA Finals, higher than the World Series. It was higher than every college football game besides Ohio State, Michigan, like regular season.
Wow.
Like, it was the, I mean, this is the,
I hadn't seen the rating yet.
Yeah, it peaked at 16 million, it, on average 12.3, and all of them saw her get all 40 points from Caitlin Clark.
On the, wow, on the Waffle House skillet, baby. Just getting cooked.
Just all 40 points. No, and I think she does head back out west. I mean, because that's the
that's
thing.
That's what I would do if I were her. Hide.
She, like you said, either Gonzaga, Washington, I wouldn't be surprised if she ended up there, simply because, like you said, it's hard, man, to get over that. Like unless Caitlin goes and drops 40 on Paige, and even that Paige is still Paige. You know what I mean? Like, she's still Paige Beckers because she's going to have 30 herself. So, like, that is going to be the lasting moment of her career. Because, I mean, like you said, she had it good here, Mark. Like, she had it really good here. You go to the two Elite Eights and a Final Four, that's pretty good. You get an Adidas
really
deal. Like, you're the face of the program here.
She was with JCPenney, and she did some stuff with Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the NIL check that she was getting here wasn't bad.
Yeah, I
know
it.
She got paid.
Yeah.
But she did have it really good at Louisville. And you can have a legacy. I mean,
yes.
Angel McCautry, you know, the Schimmels, like, they are well thought of. Maisha Hines-Allen.
Dana Evans.
Like, Asia Durr.
We love them all, even the ones from this year. And this is, like, one of the worst teams. And we still love Sid Taylor and Olivia Cochran and all that.
Oh,
like,
Liv.
Like this.
I love Liv.
So this is, like you said, you had it really good here,
and
man.
And you ruined that.
Oh, my God.
And like I said, like, if she had gone to, like, Utah, it wouldn't have been a big deal. Like, she, you know, go pick a program that's not Kentucky or LSU.
Yeah.
You know, even Notre Dame. There's no Muffet McGraw up there at Notre Dame. Like, but, like, you can't just pick out the rival and then expect that everybody's going to be like, oh, good for you.
And coming off a national championship, too.
Right.
Like, coming off a national championship, you're pulling the Kevin Durant.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
And the whole time, LSU, the most unlikable program in the world, they're, like, talking crap the whole time. And, like, you know, it's one thing to talk crap. It's another thing when you don't back it up. And, you know, and so then you got to take it. Now, those are the rules. And so, you know, when I see Kim Mulkey, or if I see Angel Reese or Haley Van Lith or any of these people, like, playing the victim card, I'm like, stop. Like, Angel Reese is like, oh, I was sexualized. I'm like, look at – you sexualized yourself. Go to your Instagram. Like, you know, like, go to your Instagram. I'm sorry. I mean, did somebody take pictures and post them on your page? I mean, like, I'm trying to figure this out. Like,
the only thing about the Angel Reese thing, like, with her, is I kind of feel that way somewhat, but I also understand, like, she is a superstar, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's a little different.
She is a superstar.
It is a little different being that high and just to be like. I mean, it's a lot. Like, it's a lot of pressure and a lot. Now, they did on the basket. It's one thing on the basketball court. It's another thing to the social media stuff.
Right.
It's a little different. Like she fell into the whole – she, like, played
she's
up
in the marketing part.
The trash talking and stuff.
But then, yeah, she
played up the trash talking.
She did the ring thing to Caitlin Clark.
She
that
did.
Was very public. And
but I think some of the things – I do think some of the things online were extreme when it
I
came
didn't
to
I see
her.
Everything.
Yeah, so I think some of the things online were extreme. Now, strictly basketball, she played her part as far as, like, taking on the trash talking, the crown, the rings, all of that stuff, which I – you know, licking her fingers like she's – eating somebody up. Like, I enjoyed all of that because that makes it fun. That makes it fun. But some of the things, the vitriol she received online, I was like, oh, okay, we kind of going extreme there.
But, you know, but it's just one of the – it kind of comes with sports. Like, it just comes with –
some of it does.
You know,
some,
like,
of it does.
Like LeBron James, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. And then people are like – well, all right, we're six and seven. You know, we're five. You know,
the stuff that falls upon LeBron's ears, I can't imagine.
Oh,
but, you know, I mean, I can't imagine
but that's the thing. Like, if you call your shot like that and then you don't do it, it's how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how it goes.
Because, I mean, people hate Caitlin Clark. And Caitlin Clark, I mean, she can be a villain, too.
Oh, you know, yeah,
I mean, she
totally.
Can be, and then they get at her.
I mean, South Carolina could be villains. Yeah. I mean, you could see it. I mean, I don't know. I like South Carolina.
I root
against them because I just don't want to see that dominant team. I kind of want to see parity and competition. I always root against, like, when UConn's on the run. I root against that. You know, or now South Carolina's on the run. I want to root against that. I just underdog. You know what I mean?
South Carolina is like the most likable, dominant team, though. Like they win all of these games. Like, they've been undefeated in the regular season 2 years in a row, and nobody hates South Carolina as much as folks hated LSU or even Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about Dawn Staley and South Carolina. I don't know if it's because they don't talk trash or they're kind of, like, personality. Like, Dawn's personality is big, but the players, like, their personalities aren't that, like, they seem pretty, like,
it's about
chill.
Coach.
Yeah.
No, Dawn takes the bullets,
yeah.
And she's good with the media, man.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She, like, sits around, so she, like, sets it up, and there's, like, 20 cameras. She goes one-on-one with, like, 20 different outlets, and you're just like, no, normally you'd be like, just go to the podium, take questions, and then get out of there. And she's like, no, I'm going to go one-on-ones with all these different
people. Did you see that piece you said about the local media? Like,
no.
Her, so, like, essentially what you're saying, and she said, I honestly value the presence of local media more than national. Because, like, especially when she's at Naismith and at these national awards, it's like, because you guys actually know us. Like, y'all go to our games every game. Like,
right.
These guys are here for the tournament and for the Final Four and stuff, but you guys actually know me, know my team, because you're with us every day. You're with us at every game, and you really know the essence of our team, and a lot of things that you're writing or saying on radio, whatever, is true because you're actually in the mix. And so I appreciate you guys more than guys at the AP or whatever. Because they're not there. And it's like, man, that's awesome.
Well, it makes total sense.
That is awesome.
It makes total sense. I mean, if you really sit down and boil it up, like you're going to get more, like, you, me, you know, I don't know, CL, Alexis, you know, like the writers in town, Rutherford or whatever, Ennis, we're going to do a lot more to garner the local community, the people that are going to buy tickets, go to your games.
Yes.
Then, you know, some dude like than Tom Rinaldi.
Yeah.
You know, now he's going to get a great reach in Connecticut to Seattle.
Yeah.
But the people that are going to go to your games are right here.
Yeah.
And it's great when you get national attention. It's awesome. Like, you can't turn it down.
Absolutely.
But the day in, day out, the people that you can count on, the people that you're working with, I mean, you should give them priority. And it's always so wild. Like, you go to the Final Four, like the fly-in media – that shows up and asks, like, the most ridiculous questions and, like, burns up all the time or, like, goes in the locker room and, like, they're asking, you know, the wrong player question. I've told the story a bunch where Jordan Bond sat in, you know, they were just kind of sitting around the locker room. Mm-hmm. Jordan Bond was sitting in Wayne Blackshear's locker and, like, these national media people interviewed Jordan Bond as Wayne Blackshear. They had utterly no idea.
No clue.
Yeah, because he was just wearing like a warm-up, you know, and he was
and
just,
he's under the locker.
They didn't know his face. Mm-hmm. They just didn't know him. And so it's just like, okay, it's a waste of everybody's time, you know, but it's a whole other conversation. So I am a fan of Dawn Staley, but I kind of want South Carolina to lose. Because I just don't want –
Who do you want to see win it all? Caitlin Clark in Iowa or what?
I just don't want to see South Carolina.
Anybody but South Carolina?
Yeah, I just don't want to see a back-to-back. You know, like, I'm cheering against UConn and the men. I'm also cheering against Purdue because I want that Big Ten streak to just continue.
Keep going.
25 years.
I want Kevin Keats to win it all, too, though. I want Kevin Keats and DJ Burns.
Clearly.
I'd love for them to 11 seed to win it all.
Oh, from the day of shame?
Exactly.
From the day of shame to go win it all? That would be just an incredible story. I mean, more improbable even than Jimmy Valvano's
absolutely
run. I mean, really. I mean, like, to be an 11 seed, to be in the Final Four, like, odds are they probably get put out, right?
No,
but I mean, it would just be one of the stories of all time. Like, I was even my wife and I were hanging out with Keats at the Oaks.
Okay.
But my wife doesn't know anything about sports.
Okay.
She just knows that, hey, this is a guy that Mark knows. And so he's hanging out with Evan Daniels, and we're just kind of hanging out, going to the Turf Club, and hanging out in the 300 level. And so we were with Keats for, like, 2 hours during the Oaks.
Okay.
And I was like, and she's like cheering on, she's like picked Purdue in her bracket.
Okay.
Got like a ridiculous bracket. It's like 97.5 percentile on an ESPN. She knows nothing about sports.
That's how it always works.
It's literally how it works. She's going to be like one of the top 1% of brackets and then she knows nothing. And she doesn't even know And I told her last night, she's cheering for Purdue because she picked Purdue in her bracket. And I'm like, well, you know you hung out with Keats for like 2 hours, the head coach. And she goes, I did.
Literally how it works. At every time. Yeah. Like, yeah, 97% percentile, may win the whole thing. Right. And it's like, oh, man, I was actually with – actually, no.
I'm with that guy. I actually know that guy. You don't know Matt Painter at all. She doesn't know Keats at all either, clearly. She didn't know who she was hanging out with. She's just along for the ride. But, so, you know, she's pretty cool. Haley Van Lith going somewhere else. It's just kind of like these problems that you're having – like with Louisville or LSU, they're going to follow you wherever you go because it's not the Louisville program. It's not LSU. It's you. And so, you know, and I actually think, you know, even though our season this year wasn't as good as some of the previous years, clearly we went out in the first round, that the team dynamic was actually better.
Yes.
Now we need to win more.
Yeah.
Right? We need to win more. We need to get back to being Louisville women's basketball where, you know, we kind of get some of these silly losses, you know, kind of out of the way. But some of that's with the transfers. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of that is.
Yeah. The turnovers were heavy this year. It's bad.
Well, it'll happen. This is the era.
Yeah.
You know, Purdue's only had like 2 transfers in like 6-7 years, so they don't. You know, but even they lost to Fairleigh Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
so
last year,
So, you know, losses happen, but like I just feel like Jeff Walls had such a run getting to that Elite Eight line that you could kind of see it start to, you know, where it's like, man, you know, even last year's run to the Elite Eight,
it's kind of improbable.
But they did it.
No, they did it.
And I was like, well, Walls is going to get us there, and we're out in the first round. Mm. And we shouldn't have blown that lead.
No.
You know, shouldn't have blown. We had a massive lead, and maybe we'll have some continuity. We'll see how that roster
What are your thoughts on, like, Walls? I don't want to get you in trouble now because I know Walls came for you before.
Because
Strebel was asking me this because I had to defend Walls. He was like, man, what's up with Jeff Walls? All these – you know, teams that are like, why is he like, are you guys? He's like, I'm the only person that gives him criticism. He hasn't made it to won a championship yet. It's 17 years, all this stuff. And I'm like, I mean, man, he's had some really good teams, though. Like, you've been to 5 straight Elite Eights, a Final Four in the mix of there. Like, I mean, this year was a first round loss. But at the same time, I think this is my 2 points, and I want to hear from yours. He's in the last few years, especially even during this run, he hasn't had a Paige Beckers. He hasn't had a Asia Wilson or a Leah Boston or a Caitlin Clark. Like, you have to have that player.
He didn't have Asia Dermeyshire.
Those players are what got – like, this year he didn't have that type
of
player.
Like, Haley Van Lith is a nice player.
She's not them.
But she's not them.
She's not them. She's not so, them. Like, it's hard to win a championship without that type of player.
Correct.
So, like, that's what I'm like. It's like, well, he can recruit. It's like, yeah, but this is kind of the era of South Carolina. Like, it just is.
Yep.
And you have to have that type of player. And if you don't, it's hard to – I mean, you're not winning the championship without that girl.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Without that girl.
And I think, you know, the thing about Jeff, and it's similar to Dan McDonald, where we're here at Jim Patterson Stadium. Louisville basketball and Louisville baseball both did not really impact the landscape at all prior to their arrival.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the track record that Walls and McDonald both have has garnered enough belief within the fans that while that may not have been their best showing, and the last couple of years may have been a little off, that it's like, no, these are the right guys.
Absolutely.
You know, like, these are the right guys. You give them what they need, they're going to go out there and restore what they were, you know, and I think that it's a showcase of our fan base, really.
Yeah,
that when they feel comfortable with the person that they have at the helm, that they will endure a first round exit, not making the ACC baseball tournament for a year because they have an extreme amount of belief in the people that have that job or that are at that post because of what they've done over a long period of time.
They built up some goodwill.
And Jeff Walls and Dan McDonald they engage with the fans and they're always talking. They're accessible and, you know, and they're likable.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think that's what it is. It's not to say that, you know, should Louisville baseball, should they win this series? Should they need to get off this ACC slide that they're on? Yes.
Yes.
They do. Dan McDonald knows that.
Absolutely. That's the thing.
Jeff Walls knows he can't lose in the first round back-to-back years.
Absolutely.
You know, so he knows that he's going to have to get out of the first round. He knows that he really ought to be hosting.
Yeah.
You know, in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, that's – but they've done it so many times, and they've garnered so much, you know, history and support that when it happens, it's not a reaction. It's not like a fire that man or whatever. Contrast that with like what's happened to John Calipari in Kentucky. It's like they had belief.
Mm-hmm.
They had it. And their belief was emptied over a period of time where they're like, yeah, we got players.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens next year. We got players. Oh, well, let's see what happens.
Because it's a five-year thing for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a five.
Right.
And it's to your point, it's like you said, there's no excuses there. Like, there's no, or we're just a young team, or we're just right. No. Like, they understand, like, yo, we shouldn't have lost in the first round, or we should be hosting the NCAA tournament first couple of rounds. Like, we get it. Like, we know that that's unacceptable.
It's part of our calendar.
Yeah, like, that's unacceptable, the product we just put out on the court. And that's why he's going out and get, what, six new freshmen.
Oh, he's got Zach Randolph's daughter.
Yeah.
He's got Gilbert Arenas' daughter. He's got the number 14 player. I'm not going to say it, because I'm going to get in trouble. You know, I'm going to get in trouble. But, like, you know, a top flight five-star point guard from Clarksville, Tennessee. Is she on campus this weekend?
No, she came.
Or she already came?
She came right when she decommitted. Her first visit was here.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Now, yeah, it was a really good sign, and it looked like it was about to get signed, still delivered, and then Kentucky went and got Kenny Brooks.
Kenny Brooks is a good coach.
I mean, they went and got him, and so at the McDonald's game, at first it was just Louisville and North Carolina, and it looked like she was leaning towards Louisville, and now Kenny Brooks came in the mix, and it was like Louisville, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
And
it's like,
well,
okay.
You know, a player like that's going to have options.
She's going to have plenty of options.
You're going to have to win that player. And, you know, and Louisville has a decent amount coming back off last year's team. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that all comes together. But I think what it is like Kentucky has seen their faith in John Calipari emptied.
Yes.
That hasn't happened here yet. Could it happen? Sure,
it could
absolutely. You know, you keep losing ACC series, and you're going out in the first round, not hosting, and you're like, you know, a 6-7 seed, and it's like, what happened? We used to be top three seed in the NCAA tournament.
You don't want to be what we. Oh man, we used to be that. Like you don't want to be the used to be.
You don't want
to
slip. And you know, but I'm not saying that like you can have slippage year to year. But, you know, if it's a trend, that's when it becomes concerning. And that's what's happened in Kentucky. And it just hasn't happened here yet. It could definitely happen. But I think our fan base is patient enough, and they have enough goodwill with Jeff Walls and with Dan McDonald. I'm throwing Dan in there, too, because we're here at baseball. But, yeah, you know, like, I mean, look out there, man. 2007, 2013, 2014, 2007, 2019, College World Series appearances. Mm-hmm. They're all Dan McDonald.
Absolutely.
And two of the teams, or three of the teams, really, I thought were the best team in baseball, and they're not on that banner.
Yeah.
You know? And one of them, COVID.
Yeah.
And then two of them, crazy crap happened in both those series. Like, you know, and they were right here. And, you know, and
the walk-off grand
slam. That happens in baseball.
I was here that year.
But, like, the season was the season. Mm-hmm. They hosted the regional. It's a super regional at your place. Like what else you want? Like, you know, you get to that level. You get to the second weekend in the NCAA tournament. Crazy stuff happens. You know, you endure that, too.
Top five picks, number one overall picks.
Thank
this
you.
Is like what – I mean, that
all
that
those
was,
guys are all American.
Yeah, like that wasn't a thing before Dan McDonald. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like number one overall
right.
pick, Henry, like coming from Louisville, like that wasn't a thing.
It wasn't normal to turn on Major League Baseball and see Louisville Cardinals on.
Yeah. Like,
it was like, wow, we got a Louisville Cardinal in the pros. Now it's like, oh, yeah, you know, Will Smith's going through arbitration. He's going to get a massive deal.
$140 million.
Yeah,
$140 million.
Yeah.
Guys like that were coming here, top 10 overall picks like Joe Adele and stuff. Like that
it's
wasn't
that,
normal.
It's
yeah.
that appreciation now. So, we'll continue to roll along here. Jeff Lightsey Jr. with me. We're out here at Jim Patterson Stadium where Louisville's going to host NC State at 6 o'clock tonight. Train's going by. You're going to hear Sean Moth and everything, and that'll be on 93.9 The Ville. If you have any trouble with your hearing, go see our friends over there at Louisville Family Audiology. They will provide you a comprehensive and complimentary hearing evaluation. And really, it's something you ought to do every year to kind of track where you are with your hearing. You don't want to have hearing loss because it can lead to cognitive decline later in life. And that's proven by the Mayo Clinic and all sorts of studies. it really can improve your life over time. So go see our friends over there at Louisville Family Audiology. They have the best technology. They actually, their sound booth is from RGB. You know, you're just crossing the streams, right? So, but they, you know, they have the best audio system, the best instruments, the best ways to fix your hearing. So if you yourself are suffering from that, or if you have somebody in your life, encourage them to, you know, go get a free hearing evaluation. It really costs you nothing, and it won't take too much time out of your day. Go see them over there. And anyway, we're going to continue to roll along here from Jim Patterson Stadium. Dan McDonald is going to join us at 8:05. We're going to have Dan talk about that NC State series that's coming up and just baseball in general. And Jeff Lightsey Jr. and I, we're going to talk about a couple other things. There's a lot going on, obviously. The Arkansas job is now open, who they're going to target. USC has their man, and there's a lot of other stuff to cover here on a Friday on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling. Right, get it right.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to The Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Mark Blankenbaker, Jeff Lightsey Jr. We're here at Jim Patterson Stadium. Louisville's going to play NC State today. We're going to have coverage at 5:50 on 93.9 The Ville, so NC goes a little bit early off that. We'll also have Inside Churchill Downs, 6 o'clock on ESPN 680, 105.7. The Bluegrass Stakes is tomorrow, so they're going to have a lot to talk about on that. The Reds and Mets will follow right after that, and that's a game up there in Cincinnati. And Bob Alvano is in the Final Four with coverage delivered locally by Louisville Ladder, tested and trusted by the pros since 1946, built to be above, LouisvilleLadder.com, and also brought to you by Derby City Gaming downtown as well. Chase, I got Jeff here with me, but I'm really hoping that we look up on Twitter or Instagram and we see Diener in Phoenix. That's what I'm hoping.
At that STK?
Yeah. Well, that was last night.
Okay. He missed it. Okay.
Yeah, so I think he missed that. But I really hope that we see our guy in Phoenix.
I think you tempted him. I think you were the devil on his shoulder, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Hey, it's with good intent, though.
Absolutely.
You
were leading him in the right direction.
Here's the thing. So Lee Miller, she runs the Battle for Atlantis and a lot of other basketball events. Mm-hmm. She invited him to the SDK event.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? And then our friend Alexis, I think is her name, for DraftKings, she has like this event she's doing with Dave Portnoy.
Okay.
And invited him to that. And I'm like, I need you, like, in the mix coming up with stuff with DraftKings and you know, because that's money. And then Battle for Atlantis, that's vacation for us.
You know? He's like, us. Because he's like, I'm in that mix,
too. No, we're in. Yeah, we're in. All right, talk to Ashley about it. The baby, we're all going in. The rummages are going down. We're going to get a charter flight. It's going to be great. But, no, like, you know, I'm like, I need you there.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground. And I'm hoping we see our guy there in Phoenix.
Man, no, he should make that happen. He should, if he can, obviously, like, I know he said Max, the Suns, but, man, if you can make, I mean, the Final Four, DraftKings, all those parties, missing the SDK.
Here's how you sell it to Max. You go, listen, these are the people that can get us UFC 300 tickets. Mm. We go rub some elbows. You know, we shake some tickets out of a tree.
Now, can you get a 16-year-old in all these events, though?
Yeah, like, well,
the
private events, Jeff. The private events.
Because Max is a 16-year-old, and he looks 16.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like a 16-year-old that looks like 20.
Yeah.
Like, he looks 16. So it's like, I don't know. Like.
So it's funny because, like, you know, my dad and I went to, like, a ton of Final Fours.
Mm. Oh, okay.
A good friend of ours is on the board of NCAA Board of Directors,
okay.
And he's the president of Middle Tennessee State. And so we went – so Dr. McPhee, Sidney McPhee, he was a provost here at U of L. He's our neighbor and stuff like that. So now he's the president down there, and he would always kind of invite us to go along. And so we had to take care of our own hotel room or whatever, but we, you know, he had extra tickets.
Yeah.
And we would always get extra tickets because when you're there – at these events, like, people have extras. Mm. And then you end up, oh, yeah, face value, okay, thank you. And then best story of all time is the 2013 championship that we had, okay?
So that's always fun.
So we were already on board with all these runs. So we went along as well. We were in Atlanta, and we got invited to dinner at the Commerce Club, which is, I think, on top of the Four Seasons, or it's on top of a building, of a hotel. And Dad didn't have a coat, like a sport coat. You had to have a sport coat to get in. And so the hotel provided Dad with a sport coat.
That's
we went
cool.
up there and everything like that. And Dan Parker from Parker Executive Search bought our dinner because Dr. McPhee was with us, and then invited us to his party the next day, it was Saturday, at the Georgia Aquarium, which he had rented out.
This is who Mr. Mark Blankenmaker's hanging with, guys.
So, yeah.
He's hanging with the folks that can rent out the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta, Georgia.
So,
it's crazy.
So they go, and I'm doing media.
Yeah.
So they go, and at that event, Dad meets Mark Emmert, you know,
president of NCAA.
President of NCAA. And my dad's coach at Bellarmine at the time, Bellarmine Field Hockey. And they're talking. Dad and Mark Emmert are talking. And Dad's team at that time was like the number one GPA team in all of college athletics. Like, he had more 4.0s than anybody, and it was, like, unbelievable. Like, Dad always had really good students at Bellarmine, and Bellarmine's a great school. Everyone knows that, about Scott Davenport, everything like that. But, so, Mark Emmert goes, I'm going to give you this pin. And he's like, we gave one to my mom and my sister and everybody like that. So, they get this pin, and what that pin did is was all access everywhere. Like, everywhere. And he was a part of Mark Emmert's, like, travel party. So, like, he had police escort.
Wow.
He was on the bus. Like, and so then when we win the national championship, I'm, like, waiting to go into the locker room to get interviews. Out comes my mom, dad, sister. They're already in there. They're already in there.
So they have priority, Mark.
Right. So the point is, you show up,
yeah.
You get in the mix, and things happen.
Absolutely.
No, they don't normally happen like that. That's not normally, but sometimes it's just you get to go to a game.
Yeah.
Sometimes you sit beyond Beyonce. You know, that happened in St. Louis or something like that, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, but like sometimes you meet people.
That's how I'm trying to be at Derby. Like Derby 150.
Oh,
I'm trying to be in the mix because I don't know who I'm going to run into, but I'm trying to be there and see who's there. Like you said, you're hanging out with Kevin Keats for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see who I can hang out with for 2 hours.
Keats and Armando Bacot was in the Turf Club taking pictures. No Kenny Payne.
Mark.
I mean, I just had the opinion. Like, here's what I want. All right.
You think it's going to happen with Pat Kelsey? You think it's going to
happen? Hell yes. It should be in the contract that at Derby, you are seen and being seen in the Turf Club hanging out with Vaughn Miller or Tom Brady or whoever's there as the Louisville athletic director, the Louisville basketball coach, Louisville. Where are you going to raise more NIL?
Yeah.
At home or in Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May?
I mean,
where?
That's a no-brainer.
I mean,
especially Derby 150. You don't never know who's going to show up this year.
Anybody.
I mean, might have the queen of, you know, the queen or whoever show up. King Charles or whoever might show up.
Like, we had the queen before.
Exactly.
So Kate Middleton going to show her first public appearance. Going to be at Churchill.
I mean, it's going to be a big deal. Like, and so just speaking of that, like, with Kelsey was asking Diener about Thunder. You know what I mean? Like, Kelsey was like in the mix of like, hey, how's it going? And he was telling, Diener was telling him, make sure you don't wear a black suit like your buddy Chris Mack. You know, because Blank still hasn't forgiven Chris Mack for wearing a black suit.
That?
Yes. He's like, please do not wear a black suit.
No.
To Oaks.
So colorful.
Yeah, like black. So what? So Chris Mack actually wore a black suit to Oaks?
Yes. Yeah,
so and you saw him? So
what happened was we were there. So Rick Heber, who's obviously done the Million Dollar Match or whatever, he's a good friend, and he had a horse named Coach in the race.
Okay.
And so Mac went to you know support Kieber and things like that. And yeah, he wore a black suit. And so Diener and I were like in front of where the owner's boxes were. There's like a winner's circle area. Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of like where media can go.
Yeah.
And so it's in front of like that area where the owners watch the race. And the race is about to go off, and it's like, Chris Mack. Oh, there's Chris Mack. What the hell is he doing wearing black? It's the Kentucky Oaks. It's not a funeral. Because, like, to me, like, black suits are very specific. Like, I wouldn't wear a black suit to most events.
Yeah.
Like, but if it's a black tie event,
yes.
You know, I'll do that. Or if it's if it is a funeral, mm-hmm. I'll wear it there. But generally speaking, I'm not going to wear a black suit. But I'm definitely not going to wear a black suit to the Kentucky freaking Oaks.
Yeah.
No.
The most colorful day in sports. Like, it's literally the most colorful day in sports.
Well, I'm not going to wear it to the Derby either.
No.
Now, some people do wear black to the Derby because it does mix well with red. That's like the, you know, black and red is a good. As good mixes, but like on the Oaks, hell no.
No. Just a bad move.
Hell no.
Somebody should have advised him before he walked out of the you might not want to wear that black suit, buddy. Like this is not a black tie event. This is the Kentucky Oaks.
So
Oaks Day.
So what do you do like for the 2 weeks, the Thunder over Louisville? Is there something that you look forward to the most during that period of time, Jeff?
Man, so I love the parade. I used to really love the parade, especially
really?
When it was on a Thursday. Like it you have a good so I take my nephews to
That's
the parade.
On Saturday now?
They moved it.
Saturday
I don't know. I haven't
Sunday.
Been. Yeah, they moved it to one of those days. Thunder's always fun,
yeah.
Especially introducing people to Thunder, going down to the waterfront, watching the fireworks and stuff. I have a good time with that. And then Oaks Day, my dad and my sister always go to Oaks, so I'm joining them this year.
Cool.
Going to Oaks, like they love to gamble. My sister's a big horse racing gambling person. Like she
really?
Loves gambling on the
we
horses.
We would get along.
Yeah, no, she loves it so much that like her daughter was born in April, and she was like, okay, she had like a planned C-section. He was like, I need to make sure she's out by this day so I can be at the track. On Oaks Day.
No, she was at the track?
Yes, the week that her daughter was born.
Oh.
Yes, this is a true story. Like, she was serious about it. Like,
I
was like,
that.
No, yeah, I need to make sure, okay, we're doing it. Okay, cool. That's plenty of time for me to, you know, heal up and get out to the track on
that's
Oaks Day. So,
awesome.
Yeah, no, she loves
I love that dedication.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so, like, that's what we do in like leading up to those things.
Where do you take in Thunder? Or does it change year to year?
Thunder's typically right there on the waterfront. If I go, we'll go right down to the waterfront, just hanging out, looking at it from. But I'm willing to open it up and see where
willing
those different
to open
places.
It up?
Yeah,
yeah. It's funny because like I don't think I have like a set spot. It always ends up turning up to be we're gonna go here. Like this year, you know, my wife she got hospitality thing at like some. Top of it. I think it's the Witherspoon Garage.
Okay,
And I've never watched it from there, but I've watched it from so many different vantage points.
Mm-hmm.
I am really excited. I know the drone show is going
to
be a big deal this year. It's
going to
be pretty cool. And they do that at Holiday World like over and over again, like the drone show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a drone show with some fireworks at the end. This is like, for Thunder, obviously, it's like fireworks with drones. And I'm excited to see how they implement it because Thunder over Louisville is just a it's an amazing experience.
Yeah.
And the guys that do the pyrotechnics at Louisville basketball games, I've met one of those guys just over the years. They work for Zambelli, and they set up these things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that there's a possibility they could get me on the bridge one day.
Okay.
And I've never been on the bridge. I would love to do it. I'm not going to do it this year. But, you know, I like to change it up. I like to change it up, go from place to place and see some things. So
that'd be crazy watching Thunder from the bridge.
That'd
be kind of crazy.
It might be the worst vantage
point. That's what I'm saying. Like, it might be, or it just seems like just loud or seems like it'd be
It might not be
close.
A great vantage point.
But
it
just sounds wild just
right.
to say it. Like, well, okay, that's interesting.
The best ever friend of mine, we were in college, they had a boat slip. They, like, won it at an auction. Like, and then so they took their houseboat and parked it right there. The boat slips there at Waterfront Park.
Mm.
You know, it's like that small little marina. And so they auctioned those off for charity.
Okay.
I think for Waterfront Development or something. I don't know the details. But, like, this was, like, 2001 and we're down there on the houseboat on the roof. It was one of those awesome Thunder over Louisville days, not one of those cold, wet, rainy days. This is one of those days where you're gonna get sunburned and you know just getting just roasted out there. And it was and you know at the end of the show we had firework like paper like covering us.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
It sounds like it.
It was unbelievable.
Cool.
So I'm a big fan of that. So And I got somebody's texting in to the personal line because I don't have our UPS Jobs text line on my phone because I can't look at it.
It's a
but
lot.
It wants to take care of you for a thunder thing. So see if you want to take him up on that.
Yeah,
so,
gotcha.
Yeah, so there you go. So Jeff Lightsey Jr. with me. We got Chase the Face. Chase, what are you going to do for Thunder over Louisville? Or I know you're going to be with us at Derby in the backside. Chase is going to be our bodyguard.
I got
He's going to be our Kevin Costner.
Such a bodyguard, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going to there's a concert at the Slugger, and instead of a Bats game, they're not in town this time. They're doing a concert of all Louisville bands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sounds
fun. Greg Elliott was talking about that last week. Yeah,
that's so cool. Exactly, and then obviously the Louisville City State over there at Lynn Family Stadium with the soccer. We watched it the year my wife was pregnant. I wanted her kind of away, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, because the air show was great right there, and you could see down you almost look down river.
Mm-hmm.
So you get both barges and the bridge, and it's like a vantage point, with a little bit of downtown. I kind of like that.
Sounds awesome.
You know, and then we walked to Nulu after.
Okay.
And then hung out there until traffic died down and then got out of there.
Sounds
so
like
it was pretty
time.
Cool. But I was like, I'm not putting you – you know, she was pregnant, and I was like, I'm not putting you, like, in the mix.
Mm.
I'm pulling you away. But it ended up being awesome.
Yeah.
It ended up being really, really cool. So, and I think Lou City also has tickets to Thunder over Louisville as
That's
well.
Awesome.
And so if people are looking for, like, a great place for bathrooms, obviously Slugger's Field and Lynn Family Stadium, great places for that to consider. And that's the beauty of that event is that it's spread out.
Yeah.
And it's the night. After the Louisville spring game. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's a great weekend, man. That's just like going from spring game to – and it's so funny because spring football is happening like right now.
I know.
And I feel like we never get to it on anybody's show because basketball is just like – but that's a good thing, though.
This year, it's even more so because of the coaching change.
Absolutely.
And it's not typical.
No.
Like last year, I went to a bunch of spring practice. I hadn't been to any of them this year because I was gone for
nine
freaking
days. Yeah, you were gone.
Yeah, I was gone.
You were to Hawaii.
And then like yesterday, they had an open practice, and I had a contractor at my house doing some work. But like, you know, so I couldn't go. But, like, I'm hoping that next week I can get out there before
I still haven't been either because, they do a lot of them. Like, I've been doing the afternoon shows.
Yeah.
So they'll do, like, the 4 o'clock practice, but I'm within it.
Oh, well, we need to do the afternoon show from practice. Let's get it done. Come on, guys. Come on, Ennis. You have Rocco's number. Get it done. Especially
he was talking about that, too. That's what's crazy. And I was like, if they're doing it in Traeger, it might be kind of loud. You know,
if they ever have it in the stadium, you just go to the press box and show, watch, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, if it's in Traeger.
And they had it in Traeger yesterday, and it was like one of the guys called in and talked about how good the boys look. They look good, Mark. I'm excited, Mark. I can get excited. I'm excited about what's happening on the basketball things. We're winning the offseason in basketball so far,
right.
Even though we got to fill 12 more spots, but it's okay. You know, I'm okay with that. And then the football team, I feel like another 10-win season is loading, right? I feel that way, depending on the quarterback play. Depending on the quarterback play, as long as he can stay healthy, I like him too. But the injury thing is still there. Can't ignore that. And they said Pierce is running with the twos. It depends on what's happening, you know, there. You know, so, like, those things get
That's
excited.
Surprising to me.
Yeah, so
That's
they said
surprising to me.
The caller called. Because I haven't been there either. I'm just basing it off what they were telling me. He said he was running with the twos for the most part. But
I would have thought Harrison Bailey would have been there shooting.
For real? See, is he your Harrison Bailey guy?
Well, he's just a big, strong guy. I mean, he can throw. I mean, I like him. I like Tyler Shuck, though. I mean, Tyler Shuck's the
– Yeah, he's the guy. No, he's the guy.
And you know, and we'll have a longer discussion about football for sure because I want to talk about it. The big thing is that defense is ready to rock.
Absolutely.
And we have Jeff Brohm as our coach.
Yeah.
So offense should, you know, come on board. And I do think we have a better quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know if our running backs are better than last year. I loved our running backs.
They're not bad.
I loved our running backs.
Yeah, they were just so good last year. And we had to depend on them heavier than I think we may have to depend on them this year.
I don't think we have anybody at receiver as good as Jamari Thrash, but I think collectively we could be better.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And we have some guys that might be returning. You know, we'll see if that actually pans out. Mm-hmm. It'll be kind of interesting if it does. But there's a lot of really cool things happening with football, and we'll talk about it. We have Dan McDonald at 8:05, so we're going to catch the break here and get back with Coach Dan McDonald on the other side of the break, and then I do want to talk to you about football as well. Big thanks to George and the Baranos team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. 46 years in Louisville. Yeah, it's that good. So we got that Louisville baseball, NC State 550, 93-9 the Ville. We have Sean Moth. We have the Reds against the Nets at 7 o'clock on ESPN 680, 105.7. So some dueling baseball tonight after Inside Churchill Downs at 6 o'clock. Got a lot going on this weekend. Of course we're going to have the Final Four, both of the games. And, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Jeff Lightsey Jr. here with me, Jim Patterson Stadium. We'll be back next after this here on the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville.